Is it blinding you? Welcome back to another edition of the Big D Radio Show this Thursday night. We're just chattering in here. The pastor has sunlight in his eyes and he can't see. So, hey, look, we got a great show tonight. Coming back, our wonderful co-host.
You didn't give me a chance to find Blinded by the Light. Give me a second here.
Blinded by the Light. I should do some karaoke right now, by the way.
Well, go for it, man.
Here we go. Our famous co-host, Brenda Cuz Parrish, former Welty teacher for 20-plus years. And as usual, Pastor Bobby Hill, CEO of Saving Forgotten Warriors, Jeremy Hogan, former singer and player for Crushing Atlas, Christopher Greer is here, musician, and two of the hottest stars in Coleman and North Alabama, South Alabama, Central Alabama. It is Sean and Tracy Burgess from Dark Before Dawn. They're in the house, and we're going to catch up with them, see what's going on. We know they got a big concert coming up, I think, in September at the Coleman Civic Center with several other bands. So we're going to talk about that and see what all is going on with them. So, Pastor Bobby, if you want to, you want to lead us in prayer real quick?
Yes. Father God, we are thankful for your love that you have extended to us mercy and grace and demonstrated to us through Jesus Christ that you care about us and you've called us to yourself and you're teaching us about yourself and your ways, and we're thankful for that. We're thankful for every opportunity that we have to express you, to give forth your glory in all ways, to bring light into the darkness of this world. In Jesus Christ we pray. Amen.
Amen. So, Brenda, what's going on with you?
Not much.
How's the retirement going?
It's going. Wade and I are trying to get used to being home together. That's interesting.
Look,
being at school.
So you go from never seeing each other.
I know, never.
And now you're probably in the house 24 hours a day.
Yeah, like, who are you? Yeah. Oh, yeah, you're my husband.
I forgot about you.
That's typical, I think.
So that's been a little.
But, you know, like I have couples that work for me, and in the past I have. So, and I'm not trying to sound mean, but I just don't think that I could work with my spouse. You know, you're at home and then you go to work with them. I just don't think I. So now here you go. You're all in, Brenda.
Yeah. Well, I've been helping a little bit with AEA too, going around the schools and distributing materials to all the AEA members and then ones that need to sign up. So I'm kind of doing that part time right now and just going down for my infusions from AMS and all that. So that keeps me busy. And Katie in third grade homework. Oh, my gosh.
Let me tell you something. Katie's a bomb. if nobody's ever met Katie.
So you're promoting the MedNet.
The what?
MedNet?
No.
You're not promoting that?
No, AEA.
Well, AEA is promoting that MedNet.
Okay, yes. Now, now, are you talking about the...
Oh, well, it's a network that you have no copays.
Yes. I'm sorry. Yes, that's right.
And it's a big deal. It's a big deal for school employees.
It's a big deal. And it's starting in Blount and Jefferson. Yeah. No, Jefferson and Shelby in September. Yeah. Coleman and Blount in the next month. And by the time May gets here, if you're an AEA member, you can't just be, you know, you've got to be an AEA member. Your copay... And
with PHIP, you got to have PHIP,
right? And AEA, and then the copay will be covered.
Cool.
So for no raise in 10 years and everything else, but at least that'll help. And then you figure
them little nasty politicians have done you wrong.
Don't start.
Luther Strange, you like Luther Strange, by the way?
I didn't even vote first time.
Oh,
I know. Well, I was coming back from my infusion that day, and I felt like crap, to tell you the truth. So I just didn't. I couldn't even. I went right past the place and thought, no, I can't
we'll
even
forgive
go
you
in.
This time.
Yeah. I usually never miss, though.
Roy Moore, he's the man.
Yeah.
I really do like him. But
did that surprise you?
No, not a bit.
Didn't?
Absolutely no. I knew that he was in
Wade
the
was like, he was kind of, he wasn't surprised, but we really didn't think it would.
We had went to the GOP rally a couple weeks ago, and I mean, he gave a good speech. I hate to say it, but Mo Brooks, wow, what a speaker he is. I mean, really, he's a good speaker. And I forgot the other guy's name, Trippman or something was
his
name.
I can't remember.
He was okay.
Yes.
Now, was Luther Strange the one that was running the ads that everyone said was pro-Trump?
Probably so.
So does that not? That's why it surprised me, because everybody, especially in Alabama, seems to be pro-Trump, that they would vote more for him.
Well, I mean, That was my own opinion.
Surprising the whole thing.
For Trump to come out and support Luther Strange, and I'm like, really? How much do you even know Luther Strange? You know,
he's probably never even met him.
That's what I'm saying. Right. So how are you supporting him?
But anyway. The ads, I think, you know, with the swamp and you know all that they kept playing over and over again was.
If I don't shut up, we will talk about politics for the entire show. Okay.
We did that last time.
Well, there's something else.
Preacher had no time to talk.
Something really important coming up Monday.
Let's talk about it.
Yes.
What's going to happen Monday?
Yo, eclipse.
Man,
I've got to buy moon pies.
I think. Because I worked at Napa Auto Parts when I was a teenager, 1984, and I think it happened then also. It was about 12.
Well, I don't think it was not, total.
The last total eclipse was 1918.
I thought it was 70-something. 1970-something.
I'm not sure.
Okay.
I remember it that day in 84.
Total. Now, there have been partial eclipses and various other moon and different things, but the last total solar eclipse, supposedly, if I'm right, was 1918.
Okay.
So if that's true, I think it is. We ought to
Google.
I don't want to build on something that's not true here, but that was some information I studied up on previously. Mm-hmm. And if that's true, there's nobody alive that's seen one.
Right. Well, good point.
Which is.
But the 84 may. I remember Wade saying something about being at ball practice or something. And
now, see, there have been partial eclipses, but. But anyway, that's coming up on Monday, and of course, it's such
a
big deal. It's
I
don't.
Well, don't look at the
sun. It'd be a good time to have some to sell. I mean, it's a big deal.
Oh yeah, huge.
And plane tickets just went to $1,000.
You know, that's going to be the biggest.
It's just it's crazy what's going on out there. The buzz on the clip.
Wow.
But you know, the school system put out a notice that.
Coleman City.
I don't know about Canada, but the kids will stay inside. They will not be allowed to go outside unless with parental
consent.
They can check them out. But you can miss the day with previous approval. You can miss with a field trip.
It's counted,
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So anyway, all that's going on, and you know, I've heard some people want to suppose that there's some prophetic spiritual connection, you know, going on, and I'm just not there, you know. I'm not there at all.
Okay.
However, you know, I was pondering on all that, and supposedly for our area, it'd be different places, but there's going to be about 2 hours, 2 minutes and 40 seconds of darkness, or at least obscurity, in Monday here, about 12 something. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, thinking about that and the eeriness of that, you know, that really did happen when Jesus was crucified. There were 3 hours of total darkness in the middle of the day from 12 to 3. And so, you know, there have been spiritual things connected to such events and that. So, you know, pondering through all that and just the light and the darkness. And I sat down and the light's blinded me. And I've been pondering on that and even preaching. On Sunday, it was my sermon, you know, about light and all this. But, you know, light and darkness is interesting because it represents spiritual entities and that. And it also represents the condition of our world and the way things are. In Genesis, you know, it says in the beginning God created heaven and earth, which was kind of a general throw it out there. God did this big thing, and it says, you know, the earth was void and without form. But the first specific thing it says is God said, let there be light.
Right.
There was light. And that was not the sun and the moon. That was later on. And so I think even right there was some kind of spiritual identification of light and darkness that, you know, God is light, John told us, and therefore he separated himself from the darkness in some way to say, you know, and John went on to say there's no darkness in God at all. So trying to think of God in that way of he is light and what that represents, the kind of being he is, it really challenges our imagination to try to think about what kind of being is God really. And so, just this whole light thing, the eclipse, all this coming on, it is a good time to reflect on God and to think about the way he's created things that an eclipse can take place in nature. Isn't that just awesome that he would create such things to happen and we get to experience that? And if you know, the art of a person, art that a person draws or does or creates. You know, we look up on that and admire that so much, don't we? As a culture, we just love that stuff. But do we ever really think about the artist, the person that did that?
Right.
The person that did that is incredible, because look what they created. And isn't that the way it ought to be with mm-hmm. God? It's like, well, rather than being so amazed with the creation, man, let's be amazed with the Creator. I mean,
exactly.
He's the one who made this.
And, exactly.
And so light and darkness has just been on my heart, and thinking about that and how we all have some darkness in our lives, or some experiences with darkness, and bad things happen, and it's the light that God brings and dispels darkness. It's as He comes in, darkness is dispelled. And what I find that, and what I was saying on Sunday somewhat, is it's just incredible to me that this God who is light, and Jesus came into the world, and in John chapter 1 says He is the light that lights the world. And then Jesus Himself said to His followers, and you are the light.
Right.
So He, the Creator, who is light, brought light into the world, became the light of the world, and then called us to be light. So what I was saying to our people on Sunday at New Life Church, 1200 Weldon Road, and if you don't have a church, we'd love to see you. But man, God's got much bigger plans for you, and I'm talking to you out there listening on the radio. God's got much bigger plans for you than just attending a few church services and doing a few devotions and going through some moral living. God's got big plans, right. Bigger plans, that we are the light of the world, man. We go into dark places and we light that up, and we bring life to people where there's death, and hope where there's hopelessness, and that's what God's called us to do, to be light in this world. And you don't really have to do anything or say anything to be light.
Right.
You just are.
And because the light will always stand.
Yes.
Always.
Yes.
In any situation.
And when the light comes in, the darkness leaves.
Exactly.
You know, you don't have to ask it to leave. I mean, it's gone.
Exactly.
You know? And so anyway, I'm so sure. I just know God has much more exciting things for Christians than some of the mundane things that we get caught up in, and we get so bogged down with our stuff. I don't know how to be nice and negative, but with our stuff, you know, and we get so bogged down with it, and we come to see so much division among us because of our stuff, and yet God's got these exciting things going on, like the eclipse of the sun. Is like, man, that's
right.
Well, He's got greater things for His children to do than an eclipse of the sun. I mean,
right.
You know, we are the lights of the world, and so I don't know. I would like for all of us to contemplate God during this time, who He is, and what His plans are for us.
Right. Because we need Him.
Yeah.
We all need Him every day.
Yeah.
This is off the subject a little bit, but I know having an 8-year-old. That will be 9 in September. When you have a little child come up to you and say, okay, explain God to me. What is the difference between God and Jesus? You know, how do you explain that to a little kid?
Well, for a child, I don't know how well they're going to be able to comprehend the depth of that
right.
true revelation. But
it's hard to get it on that level.
I think we've got to teach them that really, there is no difference. Jesus is God.
Mm-hmm.
And so Jesus is as much God as God can be God. And so, you know, the depth of that theology is the Father, Son, and the Spirit,
yes.
The Trinity.
The Trinity.
But at that age, I don't know how important it is to try to tell them there's a Trinity.
Right.
I mean, it's okay to do that. But even us adults,
it's still hard.
We're still trying to
right.
figure out, how is there three persons and one God? Is there three gods
exactly.
or is there one God? You know, we're still trying to figure that out. So for,
I know St. Patrick's Day, that would be the one thing I would explain, you know, with the kids in class.
Yes.
The shamrock or
yes.
and explain the three leaves and the
yeah.
Father, Son, Holy.
So knowing your child and the capability of that child, whether to bring the Trinity into that. But I would just say, let's keep it simple.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus is God. And Jesus made it so plain to say, if you know me, you know the Father.
Right.
So at that age, I don't know that it's critically important to have to understand there's anybody different than Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Because if we guide that child to Jesus, at some point, Jesus will help
right.
him understand that there's a Father and that there's a Spirit, and bring a revelation to that. So To me, it depends on the child's ability mm-hmm. to comprehend. But I really think simplicity is the place to err.
Right.
I think that's what I need a lot of times, simplicity. Yeah. Because your mind can't even comprehend.
It can't. And then try to explain it to an 8-year-old.
Not only that, but there's so many other things that he has done we can't even comprehend. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And probably nor will we ever.
No. Yeah. I don't think it's meant really.
I don't think so either. I mean, you'll never to be to his level.
No, exactly. Yeah. Our terminologies trip us up. You see, then that's one of those mm-hmm. to me, because all of us speak in those terms of God in generality, but yet most of the time when we're talking about God, we're speaking of the Father.
Right.
And so to me, if we use the right terminologies more consistently, Father, Son, and Spirit, why not always speak of God as them as a whole and individually, let's use their individual designations. And to me, that would make it a little simpler. But
and that is something that all I would think all Christian religions believe. I mean, they have to believe in the Trinity to be considered.
No, ma'am.
Really?
That's not true. There's people in Coleman that don't believe in the Trinity.
Well, I mean, I'm Catholic, so of course, you know. But I would think in order to be called a Christian, that would be something you would have to, no matter what religion you are, or faith, or what, you know, it's...
When I say don't believe in Trinity, that may not be fair. But in the three persons, there's people that believe that God revealed himself in different persons at different times, but there's only one of them.
Okay.
So they would believe in Father, Son, Spirit, but not together as we do.
Okay.
Well, I'll tell you what fires me up is hearing Bobby talk about this with the Rolling Stones in the background.
Baby! I can't get no satisfaction.
I can't tell what song I'm playing.
Bobby Hill, thank you for being in the Big D Radio Show again this Thursday. And we will check you out again next Thursday, we hope. We're going to bring
glasses.
Glasses on Monday, by the way.
Yes.
Jeremy Hogan, Saving Forgotten Warrior, CEO, will be on next. You're listening to the Big D Radio Show right here on Live 95.5 with co-host Brenda Cuz Parrish. We'll see you in just a moment.
Guys, let's face it, we all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right? Well, that's where Angela at Scissor Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant, 735-3089, 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof.
Attention Coleman business owners. You are the people we want to hear from. All of us here at Live 95 want to take a moment to remind you of what life was like before Live 95. So we don't want to go back to that. This is just a friendly reminder that Live 95 can help you. If you're a new business just getting started, or a well-established large business, Live 95 can actually help you get tax breaks on your tax bill. Woo-hoo! Hey, we're not kidding. Seriously. Send us an email at studio@live95coleman.com today, or visit our website, live95coleman.com, and click on support to find out more right now. Do it. Thanks for listening to Live 95. We're Coleman's independent radio.
We are Coleman's all-new radio station, Live 95.
You ready? Y'all okay?
Yeah, I'm ready.
So you stretched out in room 1009 with a smile on your face and the tears right in your eye. Could not seem to get a line on you.
Welcome back to the Big D Radio Show. With me,
Jeremy Hogan, CEO of Saving Forgotten Warriors. What's going on, brother?
Hey, man. How you doing?
I'm good, man. So you out busy today?
No, actually, I haven't been. Everybody else has been. I've been kind of down and out of the weather.
Down? That's right.
Letting everybody else do their thing. I've been at home trying to recoup from this freaking migraine I got going on.
Best thing to do is get a pillow and just lay down.
Yeah, if I could lay my head on the pillow. I hate that. That's the only problem is I cannot figure everything I've done. I cannot get this headache to go away.
I think it's sinus related.
Well, I think I'm having a sinus infection coming in now.
Because I'm feeling one coming on.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Well, I just had one. No lie.
Oh, they're great.
And I'm not going to lie. I was sick for 5 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I have no immune system.
Right.
Right.
So when I get it, I'm out.
I've got an amazing immune system that picks up everything and makes you sick.
Well, that's another reason I have
that's the wrong way it's supposed to work, right?
I mean, my kids got, you know, chicken pox at school. Apparently, that vaccine last year for the first graders was not a strong one. So if your kid's in second, you might want to keep an eye on them. Mm. But I had two or three that had chicken pox, so I got shingles.
Oh,
so that was fun.
That's horrible.
Yeah.
Everybody that I know has ever had that is incredibly horrible.
I'm a turbo.
Can't even believe it. So, hey, look, Jeremy got some shirts made with Saving Forgotten Warriors, and there is the Big D Radio Show on the back of it.
Cool.
There's the Big D.
So we will have these being advertised on What's Happening in Colbin Facebook page for the very low price of $20.
And understand that $20 goes to help us transport veterans. It goes to help us build ramps. I mean, whatever. I mean, it's a general fund is what we pull out of this goes into. So, and to be honest with you, like I said, I've been saying it all along, with that growth that we've seen since June to now, the caseload has quadrupled. And we need this community support. I hate to sound like a beggar, but I mean, a nonprofit, I've definitely learned a nonprofit is always broke.
So, exactly.
And we are part of that nonprofit always broke part here. Our 10 passenger van is up and ready to roll now.
That's
we're going to pick it up. I believe Tuesday we pick it up and it's ready to hit the road full time. I pray and everything that everything does not run. It should run really well. I mean, it run like a scalded dog down there. Just
now the 10 passenger van is the one that's got all of the ads on it, correct?
That's the one that we are going to start out.
So you can contact the officer in Coleman and get with Julie or get with Jeremy and actually have your business put on there. And it's a cheap price.
I mean, for what we're doing, you got to think that van or that transport will be taking multiple trips a day. To Birmingham and back or to Huntsville or wherever. So it will be seen all over the central Alabama, North Alabama area. And obviously we never leave anything dark. You know, our vans are really eye-catching, so we try to make it very eye-catching. So please, if you are interested in advertising your business, you can give us a call at our office, 256-747-5006. Talk to whoever answers the phone. Let them know that you're interested in a sponsorship spot on a van. And we'll work out something with them. And
so there's not a set price?
We do have set prices for sizes. I mean, it just depends on the size they're interested in. But we will work with whoever that's interested in helping. We've got multiple organizations already interested in it. So we just need them to call and talk to us, and we'll fill them in. We'll show them everything. And then,
all right, well, we've got Brandon, a caller on the line. Brandon, welcome to the Big D Radio Show.
Thank you very much.
A headache. Ooh, don't talk so loud, man.
Really, that doesn't help either.
your headphones are talking. Go ahead, Brandon. Tell us what you got, brother.
It sounds crazy, but I went to the chiropractor with a sinus infection, and they actually can adjust your nose, and it relieves migraine headaches.
Easy, Brandon. Adjust your nose?
No, mine's been broken, so I don't think that would be
so. Where did you go, though? I didn't hear
chiropractor.
Oh, yeah, I've been to the chiropractor, brother. They did everything they could, and it didn't relieve it any. I trust me, acupuncture, man, we've done it all. I've had these headaches for 19 months, and it's just, we've tried everything. Even the migraine medication they're giving me doesn't even stop it. I don't know what it is, but we'll figure it out eventually. I go on the first, hopefully, to neurology, and they'll be able to tell me something.
Do you take allergy medicine?
I just thought, it helped. I'm sorry it didn't help you, but it did help me. Like, I had migraines all the time. My sinus is terrible.
That's awesome.
Outside every day.
That's awesome.
But
so how did they, excuse me.
It's done wonders.
How did they adjust your nose without?
Well, I don't know. It's just like a
maybe
little
fix
pop a little bit, and it doesn't. It's not like a broken nose kind of problem.
Yeah, wow. I got you.
Maybe I'll go back and play.
Well, I mean, we can adjust it right here on the show.
Yeah, well, Big D will grab that nose and wear you out here tomorrow.
Broken. My husband's cousin is a chiropractor, and he was going over all my records because of my MS and stuff, and he said, "Now, you know that you tell me about my back." And he said, "Now, do you know your nose is broke?" I said, "No."
Yeah,
he
no
said,
idea.
"You didn't know your nose was broken." And I said, "No." I said, "No, it's crooked." But I didn't know why it was crooked.
Brandon, thank you, brother, for calling in on the Big D Radio Show. Well, look,
sorry.
I had no idea. But, you know, they say chiropractors can do just about anything. I've never been to one. No, I've never been. Nor will I ever.
I never did either until I had MS and had a headache so bad. And started going to Greg.
They do.
It's helped.
I mean, it does help. It does. Especially if you have, you know, adjustments need to be made. You wouldn't believe how
but look,
much an adjustment
is. Listen,
just therapy
listen,
they do on it. Awesome.
I freak out when people pop their knuckles. It freaks me out. And
but
I don't
you don't
even
hear it.
Be the,
well, yeah, you do.
Oh,
hear
I bet
it.
I do.
I was going to say you do
I
hear
bet
it.
I
I'm sorry. Take back those words. You do hear it.
No, I'm not going to do it.
Too funny.
See, he does my neck, too, and that's what helped my headaches.
And now they said they got machines that you lay on
you
or
like,
bed.
Yeah,
or
yeah and he, the beds
you.
Move, and he just basically
does the adjustment.
As the bed's
right,
going
the
down at certain points.
Yeah.
Danielle needs to go do a live show on one of these chiropractors.
Greg will do it.
Holy
put you down there and let
no,
you do the adjustment
absolutely
and do the live
not.
Show. It'd
no.
be
listen,
great, great publicity.
Even if you don't get popped, as they call it, that's probably not the correct term. Sorry, Greg, but but just the therapy they do ahead of time. That little, it's like a sander. Looks like a sander. Do you get that?
Sander.
Then? Yeah, it's like a sander and it around your back and it loosens everything up. And then when you get done, they do the electric. Do you know what I'm talking
yeah,
about?
Okay. Yeah, the,
but did you get the sander looking thing on your back? It's like it just rotates. And
no, I didn't.
Did you get that big vibrating thing on your back?
Yeah.
No, I didn't get that either.
That's what it yeah. feels great.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
No, I didn't get that, man. I got heat and then an adjustment. I have had those different like electrolysis and stuff like that over time, but nothing like that's ever helped. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
So
I guess I just need a new body. If everybody, if we could just kind of do this whole thing where I can change out my body like we do a car or anything,
right.
That'd be perfect.
Cause
I could well, definitely adjust on that. But anyway, so, I appreciate y'all letting us come in. I hope y'all enjoy these shirts. They're really sweet.
We are going to put them on sale immediately.
Right.
I don't like the colors.
Oh, hey. Don't go talking. It's gray, okay? I understand crimson. This isn't crimson. This is cardinal red, okay?
Cardinal red.
So it's a different color.
I love it, though.
Everybody in there, Alabama, Auburn. Wow. I'm going to do an Auburn Red Friday shirt. It's going to look kind of funny, though, I guess.
Yeah, it would.
But, hey, you know what?
So why don't you tell the folks what we got coming up this weekend with
This weekend we got three events. Everybody's probably heard or from Coleman County's heard about the Depot Days. We will be set up there as one of the United Way agencies. Pam, Mick, and a couple others will be there for that event. Please come out. It's going to be a great event. From what I understand, last year was amazing. There was a lot of folks. It's really a short period of time, but they got a dunking booth that are supposed to have the principals.
Principals are getting
from the
dunked.
County.
Yeah,
I
believe so.
And I think the city also.
And let me tell you, I got to give a shout out to Gary Marchman because I actually called him and put him and threw him under the bus and told him that I had put his name in for the dunking booth, and he was all for it. He was going to jump on it. Well, they saved him, and he doesn't have to do that. But I really do appreciate him stepping up for that. But
how'd the 4th of July thing go?
It went amazing.
Good.
Our 4th of July event went amazing.
Did he show up for the dunking booth?
I didn't know.
No, he didn't show up for no dunking booth.
I swear, the next time.
He's a big talker.
Hey, y'all heard that? He did that on live.
He did.
Next time, I'm doing the dunking booth. Okay?
Hey, y'all hear that next time. Okay,
make
so
sure
we
you
have
film
the, right, we have the Depot Days. And then Anytime Fitness here in Coleman, you know, it's their second anniversary. They did a fund for us back in May. They did a fundraiser all month. They did boot camp on Saturday and raised funds for us for the whole month of May, I believe it was. They're doing their second anniversary and invited us out to do another fundraiser for the day this Saturday from 9 to 12, I want to say. I hope I didn't misplace that. If I did, the times are on our page, so I hope I didn't mess it up. But Trent and a couple others will be out there for that one. That's a really cool event coming up. It's just I think you can go out there and get your butt whooped in a boot camp kind of
right.
style thing. But, hey, everybody needs to get healthy.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
And then we have the third weekend of every month. We do the Tannehill Hill Trade Days event. We were Saturday and Sunday. We're
I've
out
actually
there,
got
so.
Some friends that's there every time.
It's a great
– they sell jewelry.
Yeah. It's a great opportunity to go out there and meet the people in that area. And we've the reason I've started doing that is because we need to start reaching, because we do a lot of work down there anyway, mm-hmm. but I would like for the community to start realizing we're there exactly. so they can start pointing. Because exactly. like Coleman, I mean, I'm telling you right now, if there's a homeless person in Coleman that's a veteran, mm-hmm. guarantee you I will know before anybody else knows. Right. Even, like, it is so quick here, which I absolutely love, and I appreciate everybody jumping on board for that, which yeah. Coleman County, we don't have any homeless veterans. Got one yesterday or day four or whatever it was, and we're taking care of him right now. Awesome. So. That is our goal for every county that we come into and we start working in, is to keep them off the street and excellent. Help get these guys back to where they're supposed to be with their head held high, yeah. knowing that they've done something for this country that most exactly. only 1% have done. So these three events this weekend will help us, you know, raise a little bit of funding. Like I said, we do a lot of that during the weekend. During the week, we do all the work. And then I usually take, you know, cheap labor like my son.
There you go.
He gets out there and helps us.
How old is he?
He is 9 years old. He is a mess, yo. And he's for hire for anybody that wants to get some yard work done. He'll come to work. I'm joking.
He's a cutie.
but he's a mess. He can, and it's always, I always tell everybody, this is a family thing. So if you ever want to come out and show your children, you know, how to give back to the community or the others, bring these children out there. Obviously, you're responsible for your children.
That's right.
No babysitting. No free babysitting.
Right. My son, I've had so many compliments on him about how they're like, man, what do you do for this job? I mean, he works circles around all the adults, and he does. When we get him out there, awesome. He works. So it's a family event for any other projects we do, and we are always looking for volunteers. So.
Excellent. Well, Jeremy, thank you for being in on the BD Radio Show.
Hey, maybe we'll see you next Thursday. Love you too, dude.
If it ain't me, it might be Chris.
It don't matter. Send somebody on.
I think he's getting jealous.
Set him on. Just give us an update.
Yeah, he's at the fire class. He's at his fire class. He's
so what coming up is going to be regular Christopher Greer, musician, and from Dark Before Dawn, Sean and Tracy Burgess is in the house.
Man.
Yes. We're just going to hang out.
Okay, so now
out,
I'm not. I was actually in my wife's. I love you, honey. I'm actually going to sit around for that one.
Well, hey,
okay.
Yeah,
I was actually going to jet out, but I got to sit around. Yeah. I have not heard them in studio yet. So, and cool. I love Chris. So.
Yeah. Thank you for being tuned in. We'll be back in just a moment with Dark Before Dawn.
Ooh,
you're listening to the Big D Radio Show right here on Live 95.5, as Brenda says, Roll Tide.
Yeah.
Roll Tide.
Providing Coleman with a unique blend of music from the People's Bank of Alabama studio. You're listening to Live 95, Coleman's independent radio. WRJMLP, Coleman.
Hey guys, let's face it. We all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right? Well, that's where Angela at Scissor Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant, 735-3089, 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof.
You've thought about it. You've talked about it. You've even stared into the mirror dreaming about it. Well, now is the time, and Coleman Sports Fit is the place to get that body you've been wanting. Shaping Coleman since 1989, Coleman Sports Fit offers free weights and Cybex machines, treadmills, stair steppers, ellipticals, and an indoor track. Want to get wet? Take a swim in the indoor pool, whirlpool, or steam room. Coleman Sports Fit offers a variety of fun group classes too, like spinning, muscle pump, Zumba, Cardio Sculpt, or Dance Fit. Plus, Coleman Sports Fit has the area's only racquetball courts. And for seniors, Coleman Sports Fit is a proud provider of Silver Sneakers and Silver Fit, a seniors-only exercise plan at little or no cost. Coleman Sports Fit Wellness Center, Highway 31 next to the Ag Center. For more information, visit ColemanSportsFit.com.
Attention Coleman business owners. You are the people we want to hear from. All of us here at Live 95 want to take a moment to remind you of what life was like before Live 95.
Yeah, so we don't want to go back to that. This is just a friendly reminder that Live 95 can help you. If you're a new business just getting started, or a well-established large business, Live 95 can actually help you get tax breaks on your tax bill. Woo-hoo! Hey, we're not kidding, seriously. Send us an email at studio@live95kullman.com today, or visit our website, live95kullman.com, and click on support to find out more right now. Do it. Thanks for listening to Live 95. We're Kullman's Independent Radio.
Big D Radio Show. Man, I love the Stones. I can't help it.
It's hard not to.
I know. That's just me. Look, in studio, special guest, Sean and Tracy Burgess from Dark Before Dawn. Welcome back to the Big D Radio Show, brother.
How you doing, Big D?
Man, I'm good. How are you?
Doing well. Good to see you again.
Good to see you. So what's going on with Dark Before Dawn? Tell me what's been going on over the last few months.
Well, this past month, we've kind of took a vacation. Everybody was going to the beach and just kind of doing family stuff, so we took the month off.
Good.
And we're starting back now. We have the big show in Coleman coming up September 23rd at the Civic Center with Shalicide, Waylon, Down South, and Jesse Priest. We're selling some tickets for that for $15 for pre-sale, so anybody
and,
wants
and any? Where could we get the tickets at?
From us, or actually, if anybody needs tickets tonight, Angel Cox at Applebee's has got a handful of them she's going to get rid of for us. If anybody needs any tonight, go see her.
Look, we're laughing because there's a wasp flying around our heads.
She just
headed
toward
our co-host has broke out the shoe.
I'm not.
Look, it's right over here on the chalkboard. Wear it out.
It'll get me if I don't. Oh, Brenda's okay. Death.
Look, this is live radio.
First shot.
It's dead, by the way. Live radio.
It would sting me or you.
Any better than that.
Yes.
I see you men just all sat there, and it took me getting up to kill it.
We didn't want to leave our mic.
Dodging, and you know, and I'm like, okay, I'll do it.
Oh, me. Thank you for that. So, look,
Chivalry is dead.
Actually, on the very first show of the Big D Radio Show back in January, we had Shalicide in here, and I interviewed the lead singer. And as you and I were speaking a while ago, they actually had a hit on the top 20 charts.
Yeah, the song Renegade. It's a cover. I forget.
Sticks.
There you go. Thank you. Yes, it's been blowing up pretty good. I'm proud for those guys.
And I've just kind of follow them online, and like these guys all over the place.
Oh yeah, they're constantly on the road.
I mean,
constantly.
Chicago, Seattle, name it, and it was just town after town, night after night.
Yeah,
so
they're
the exposure they're getting is unbelievable.
Yeah, it's great. That's the way you got to do it, really. I mean,
it is. I mean, you got to stay on the road.
The grind.
I've seen them on so many different radio stations. It's unbelievable being pushed, and success is definitely coming to them. So,
yes,
so it's good to see Coleman Boys, mm-hmm. you know, take it and get on the top 20 charts. It's just unbelievable.
Right. It's pretty awesome.
There's so much talent. I know, Sean, we've said it before. There's so much talent in Coleman. And if we just had a venue here to showcase it every single week, it would be so awesome.
When are you going
to
open that up?
Well, you know, Danielle keeps holding me back for some reason.
Danielle, what's up?
Danielle's a driving force. You better correct that.
But I mean, it is. We need something, and hopefully, you know, the city of Coleman will come to change, you know, soon, maybe a year or two, who knows. But we need that because there's so much talent here. And I know it's tough having a full-time job.
Oh, yeah.
And having to load your trailer, load your vehicles, you know, head to Huntsville, but I know you guys, you're out of state all the time, Mississippi, Tennessee.
Yeah, every chance we get, we like to travel as much as possible.
That's awesome.
We're still holding on to those day jobs, but, you know, hopefully maybe one day we'll be able to just get out and start doing this full time.
Wouldn't that be a dream? I mean, really?
Yeah.
So when you were out, Chris, did you, I mean, was it something full time for you when you were out in the Carolinas?
Not when I was in the Carolinas, it wasn't. When I first got started in Birmingham, it was. It was something that I spent a lot of time doing. That was back in the early to mid-90s. Once I got up there, up to Charlotte, I mean, I had fallen out of the music scene for quite a while, and I kind of stumbled back into it by accident, and it's like a cancer. It just grows on you, you know, and yeah, it starts out one night a week, and then it's right. two nights a week, and then it's four nights a week, you know, and then you're going into the studio, and you're doing all this other stuff on the side, and it becomes a second full-time job is what it becomes because you never stop, and you never turn it off. You know, I couldn't stop writing songs any more than I could quit breathing.
Right.
You know, it's just part of who I am.
So how many bands were you with before you was with Crushing Atlas? He's thinking.
Serious bands? I'd say four, maybe okay. five. You know, a lot of people you get together and you jam with a little bit, you know, and it just kind of falls by the wayside. But
yeah, that happens a lot.
Yeah, I mean, serious acts, I'd say probably four or five.
Wow.
Yeah, probably same with me as well.
Yeah.
And didn't y'all have go through some lead singers? And
we did. Okay. We did. We started out with Janessa Bryan. She was singing mm-hmm. when we first started. And then now we've got Justin, and he's taking over the role pretty well. It's working out pretty good.
So it's an all-boy band now?
Yeah. I would say boy band.
Wow. Listen, Jake will always be a boy.
Oh,
so.
Yeah, that's right. You were
yes. his first grade
right?
teacher.
That's right.
Hey. It was the year his mom had his sister.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah. He was a handful.
Exactly. How old are you, Brenda?
48.
Look, I thought Jake was in his 40s myself.
No. But it was just my third year teaching.
I'm
so.
Messing with her.
I was still young.
All right.
Green then.
All right, co-host, keep asking questions.
Yeah, I know.
Look,
you set me up for it.
That's why I brought you on.
Yeah.
That's right.
So do you have any questions about what they do? Or?
No, I just, you know, so proud of Jake. You know, he's just, I used to get tickled at him because he'd always say, you know, he knew I was a big Auburn fan. And, of course, he'd always tell me he was going to go play football at Auburn, you know. And, you know, it was just to see him, you know, and watch his videos and watch y'all's videos and see how well y'all have done has just been kind of makes my chest kind of puff up because, you know, even though I had nothing to do with it, you know, but, hey, I taught him to read. So okay. He wouldn't be able to, you know, play the drums if he didn't know how to read.
He's still a big Auburn fan.
Good. At least he's stuck with that.
But, look, I mean, seriously, just to watch Jake play the drums.
I know.
You know, and it's incredible. You know, at Battle of the Bands, it was just amazing to watch him. It really was.
I still see him as, you know, 6, 7 years old, freckles and red hair and, you know. Just a little boy.
And now he's grown up.
I know.
Was dark before dawn.
He really wanted to be here tonight.
I know.
His girlfriend's daughter has been in the hospital
right.
for over a week now with mm-hmm. pneumonia. I think I saw today that she's getting better.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, he said to say hello, by the way.
Good.
And so is there any chance you guys can all come back within the next 2 or 3 weeks?
Possibly, yeah. Okay. Possibly so.
Well, we'll get with Danielle and see if we can get everybody in here.
I'm sure we can get it worked up for sure.
So we will continue to push your concert in September, and I know I think you said maybe the capacity of the Civic Center was 900 people.
I think something like
and,
that.
And I guess it was pretty well packed last time.
It was packed. So hopefully this go around and be the same. We had a blast last time.
You know, I mean, that just fires you up when you go into a place that's really packed out, you know, versus playing in a bar where there may be 40 people.
Right.
But you're exactly right. When they're all there to see you. Right.
Just you.
Let me ask you something. For me, it's always easier to play with more people.
Oh, for sure.
Is it the same for you?
Well, you feed off the crowd. You know, it's like, I mean, you do your best when there's not as big of a crowd there, but when there's a huge crowd, it's like you can just feel the energy, and it just gives you more energy, and it's just awesome. It's awesome. And like you said, there's no places in Coleman that really supports original music. Mm. So everybody that was at the show that night in January when it was so packed, they were there for music.
Exactly.
You play at a bar a lot of times, and you're just background noise sometimes.
Right, exactly.
Know, it's like, but like when you're playing for your hometown, they're there to see you play. They're there for the music. That's what's awesome.
And it's cool that you have all the original music that you do. And, you know, it's probably the same thing with you, Chris. I mean,
I do very few covers. I hate playing covers.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. I can't stand it. I mean, there's good money in it.
So tell me.
What are covers?
Covers something like from Loverboy songs.
Okay.
And
so songs already been written by somebody else. Okay.
Exactly. So what's the difference between you playing that cover or your original music? Are you thinking that you're really getting into your original music more than you do a cover song?
Yeah, most definitely. I don't know. It's just hard to explain the feeling, I guess, of it's when you're looking out in the crowd and you see people that are grooving to your music and singing back the lyrics that you wrote instead of versus what somebody else wrote, you know, just that's a high like you wouldn't believe.
But, you know, if you look now, it's just constant commercials of different places in Birmingham, and there's always a cover band for Fleetwood Mac, for Kiss, for this, for that. I mean, it's just crazy. But yet, people like to hold on to their past
and who
they liked back in the 70s and 80s.
It's money.
Exactly.
If you own a band and you bring in a Kiss cover band that specializes in Kiss, all the people who love Kiss, and there's a lot of them, are going to want to go to that show. And those people are going to pay admission. Those people are going to buy drinks. And whoever owns the bar makes money.
Mm-hmm. So one of my cousins and I went down to Birmingham and Hoover, and I can't think of the place, but it's in a little, like a little shopping center right there in the corner. I can't think of the name of it. But anyway, I went down and seen the Molly Ringwalds, and I don't know if you guys ever even heard of
them.
Yeah,
let me tell you something. They were incredible. Okay, so one of them dresses up like Devo with the you know, I think
that's
one
awesome.
Of them was Boy George, maybe. But it was really incredible. And these guys travel all over the Southeast.
Oh, yeah, they've been going for several years now.
And, you know, I was kind of, but when I got there and listened to them, it was incredible.
Did they play music from that era, like
yes.
the Molly Ring,
the
all those movies that she was in?
Sixteen Candles, Breakfast Club,
and then
Pretty in Pink.
I knew it was something pink.
There's actually, you know, one of my DJs, Dave Hayes, is in round two. His wife was with a band here in Coleman. I can't think of their name. But they dressed 80s, and I think they're actually now in Miami, Florida.
Actually
moved down there. I can't think of the name of it, though. Anyway, so what's on your mind playing tonight there, Christopher Greer?
I've got a new one that I'm kind of stoked on. I'm a rock guy. I always have been. And, you know, the move that I've made to Christian, I mean, I still kind of like playing upbeat, you know, stuff. And this song's kind of upbeat and a little bit faster. So this one's called Stand Up.
Stand Up. Ladies and gentlemen, Christopher Greer.
Tired of the life that's killing him, he stood up. Tired of the weight filling him, he stood up. He decided to make a change, he stood up. Left behind heartache and pain, he stood up. Beaten down for so long, something better was before his eyes. Lifted his voice to heaven, heaven heard his cries. Come on now, today I make my stand. Not giving an inch, lines drawn in the sand. I'm not backing down, I'm not giving in. Watching all the walls, keeping out of sin. Today I make my stand.
in with me. I'm not the same man I used to be. I stood up since this blood washed over me. I stood up in love with this life I'm living. I stood up, not perfect, just forgiven. I stood up, gave my life to His glory. I'm never gonna be the same. Knelt down at the altar, I was baptized in His name. Come on now, today I make my stand. Not giving an inch of lines drawn in the sand. I'm not backing down, not giving in. Watching on the wall, keeping out sin. Today I make my stand. Won't you stand with me? The false witnesses testified. He stood up. Pilate let Him be crucified. He stood up. No, the grave couldn't hold Him. He stood up. 3 days later, He told them. He stood up. Let the nails pierce His flesh so He could redeem the lost. All our sins could be forgiven. Calvary covered the cost. Come on now. Today I make my stand. Not giving an inch of lines drawn in the sand. I'm not backing down, not giving in. Watching on the walls, keeping out sin. Today I make my stand. Today I make my stand. With God's holy word held tight in my hands. No longer in bondage, He set me free. I stand for Jesus, He stood for me. Today I make my stand. Won't you stand with me now? Today I make my stand. For the one that set you free now. Today I make my stand.
Christopher Greer. Look, he's got the old 12-string Fender on fire over there. Ain't no doubt about it. So, are you still working on the George Michael?
Actually, I am. I'm not ready to play
it. You're not ready to play it? Because I was going to ask you to play it.
Yeah.
No?
The next time.
All right. Look, I'm fired up about some George Michael now. Okay.
I always used to look down on him until I wanted to play "Careless Whisper."
I love that song, by the way.
I'm just like, wow! I look at his music and
I love that song.
He's got an amazing voice, anyway.
Yeah. Love that song. All right, look, we got about 4 minutes left. Can you do one more before we head out?
Yeah, actually, I will, and I want to sing this one. I've been wanting to sing this one for my wife.
Let's do it, brother.
This is called "You'll Be the Last." Moon's so pretty in the sky above, shining on us, must be love. When I'm with you, I can't be down. I swear your smile lights up the night. A kiss from you would give a blind man back sight. Screaming out, I love you without a sound. Wheels on the car that make you go fast. Alcohol that helps me forget the past. When I need a drink of water, girl, your love's a glass. I'm sorry you weren't the first, but I swear you'll be the last. Shows I've nothing to hide. I want to live a day without you by my side. Two of us would make one hell of a team. You're always there whenever I forget to smile. A deep foot from you, I know you'd go a mile. No, I don't want to wake up from this dream. Sure, the wheels on the car that make you go fast. Alcohol that helps me forget the past. I need a drink of water, girl, your love's glass. Sorry you weren't the first,
but I swear you'll be the last. When we're old and gray, this won't change a bit. Love that we built, no, it'll never quit. You and me, we'll love like little kids, and you'll hear me say, wheels on the car that make it go fast, the alcohol that helps me forget the past. When I need a drink of water, girl, your love's a glass. I'm sorry you weren't the first, but I swear you'll be the last.
Thank you very much. Appreciate you, that. How sweet is that? Look, she's going to have you a big old home-cooked meal ready when you get home. Or are you going to go buy Jack's Hamburgers and grab some?
No, I'm gonna, you've eaten my wife's cooking.
She knows how to cook, brother. Yeah. Let me tell you, she's incredible. Incredible.
She's an incredible woman.
Aww. She is. Very she really cool. is. We had the pleasure of going to the Downtown Grill together a few weeks ago and just had a blast, all four of us just sitting there having fun.
She's a hot
eating
mess.
Wings. Hot mess. That's what she is. So look, thank y'all for coming in. Sean, Tracy, thank y'all for coming in. Hopefully we'll get all of you back in another 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah, just like that.
And so we'll talk about the upcoming concert again and push that for you. Brenda, thank you for coming in.
Thank
being
you.
My co-host. So I would imagine you're going to come in when Jake comes in a few
weeks.
I
better be here.
All right, so you're going to be here too. Thanks, Bobby Hill, Saving Forgotten Warriors, Jeremy Hogan, and Christopher Greer. Thank you very much, brother, for being. Hey, look, you can check Big D out again next Tuesday on Understanding the Law at 6 p.m. with Coleman attorney Melvin Haston. And who knows, we may bring in Blake West and Tommy Drake again. And then next Thursday, another edition of the Big D Radio Show. And if you will, you could give us a little prayer on, and we'll get out of here, Chris.
Thank you, God, for bringing us here tonight. Thank you for the fellowship. Thank you for the blessings you've given to us. Lord, for the breath in our body, for the life in us, we give you praise for all the blessings that you've given to us. We say these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. God bless you, and God bless America. We'll see you next time.
Yeah.